My name is Peter Wiley. The essay is Where Did All the Flowers Go? View from a Street in Bernal Heights. In and around Mullen Avenue live longshoremen, sailors, barkeeps, hotel workers, phone company employees, a waiter, a house painter, a doctor, a gay couple, one of whom was the house husband, the other sold records, a retired bootlegger from Oklahoma in Killer Diller, an alcoholic, retired longshoreman. When you greeted Killer, he responded to his dogs, but his dogs didn't pass it on. Our first mailman was a lovely, long-legged lady in a miniskirt. You could find her at the Ribbletad Garden at the west end of Presidio Park with the rest of the locals after work. Later, she was replaced by Vern, a Native American who was also an actor. His biggest fans were the neighborhood dogs. When he walked the streets, there were no leash laws in those days. A troop of dogs followed in his path. When he drove his pickup from one part of the hill to another, the dogs rode in the back. We seemed to be surrounded by musicians, including for a time Carlos Santana and three members of his band who lived just down the street. For Santana, nearby Presidio Park was ground zero, quote, where it all started, as he wrote years later. Living was easy. Rents were low, particularly as people began to gather into formal and informal communal living arrangements. For those of us who considered agitation our core commitment, post office, cab driving, and teaching jobs were readily available, as were food stamps for those who needed them or could justify the scam. Food was cheap, thanks to food banks operating out of people's garages, which offered basic staples like fruit, vegetables, potatoes, cheese, and grains. And gas was 27 cents a gallon when we arrived in 1968. Weed, mostly from Mexico and Panama, none that I knew of from California yet, was also cheap and abundant, as were acid, blotter, sunshine, you name it. Stanley Owsley was still the acid king of the hate.
Peter Booth Wiley is an author and publisher who has lived in San Francisco for 42 years. A former journalist, he has written for numerous magazines and newspapers, co-authored a column about the American West, and authored and co-authored five books. His most recent, National Trust to the History and Architecture of San Francisco, is currently being revised by Wiley and his daughter.